39 at DWS, Dave Gentry, Elizabeth Hess, and we're joined this morning by Urbana Police Chief Sylvia Morgan. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. A little chilly.
A little bit. 8 below here right now. We're going to get up to 7 above today, they say. So, cold week. What's going on there, Elizabeth?
Chief Morgan, last November, there were 57 days left in the season on this particular day, and Urbana Police haven't had to investigate a single homicide in 2017, and that is a far cry from the previous year. What do you attribute to the drop in homicides?
I'm not going to say there's a drop. Obviously, we had 4 last year and the year before, and then none in 2017, but the problem is we have a fluctuation anyway. 4 was rather high for us, the most we had had in the entire 24 years I've been there. Before that was 2. So some years we'd have none, some we'd have 1 or 2, but we had never had 4. So the fact that we went another year with 0 is not unusual for us, so I wouldn't say it's necessarily a drop.
Okay, I know you're being cautiously optimistic. you say that the idea of adding new or 3 officers was the number used in this story, but it hasn't been discussed recently. It's certainly not in the year's budget. In your perfect world, how many officers would you like to add to your force to make it feel complete?
Wow, I haven't thought about that for a while because we've just been really struggling to get people hired to get up to that 57, which we will be doing come January 18th, I think, is the new PTI class date. We're going to be sending the 57th officer finally to training. So we haven't even really felt that impact of those extra 2 officers that were approved last March, I believe. So, I mean, at the time they talked about adding 5, I think really to feel some kind of an impact when you have 12-hour shifts and you have people taking vacation, you have people on time off and sick and those sort of things, you know, to feel any kind of an impact, you have to hire about 5 people on a force of our size to feel like there's been some kind of an impact and some help in that. So,
and it's easier said than done.
Absolutely.
Because it takes so much training and time to put a new person on.
Right. So from the time they test and then we interview and then they have to go through a background investigation and they have psychological testing and medical and physical testing and physical agility type testing, all of that takes a long period of time. And then we have PTI is now a 14-week class, so they have to go through that. And then once they graduate from that, they have to do the field training program, which is a minimum of 4 months. And that's only if FTOs don't take time off or there aren't problems, you know, that they need to be extended for and things like that. So it can be a year at least before from the time somebody actually applies to the time they actually are on the street on their own and can work solo.
Is there a drop in admissions or applications for PTI?
Yes, there are a lot. We have seen a drop, and so we've kind of changed the way we do some of our hiring and testing. And one of the things we've implemented is this off-site testing where they can go to a testing site, and locally it's Parkland College. So they can go on our website and they can apply to be a police officer, and they can choose to either take the scheduled test we have, which is free, or they can choose to pay, I think it's like a $49 fee. Don't quote me on that. I'm not 100% sure, but somewhere around $50 to take this test. And the benefit of that is that you get put onto our list immediately. Once you take that test and it's scored, you get slid into our testing list wherever you score. And then, so we are able to go to that list a little more often and see anybody that's taken the test recently, pull in some new people to interview. And so that has helped us somewhat in trying to get caught up with this. So I'm really glad that we have that option for people.
How about people of color? Is it hard to recruit minorities to be police officers today?
I think it's always been hard. Whether that's, because of, some of the history and community police relations and things of that nature, or, it's been very difficult. We try to try different things. Human resources really tries to focus on targeting that market so that we can get more applicants. And as a matter of fact, 2 of the people that we've hired, we have 3 going to PTI in January. 1's a female and 2 are African-American males.
Okay, that's good news. More good news, City Council gave initial approval in December for the use of federal grants to conduct the first phase of a study on relations between local police and the community. This unanimous vote from the city council allowed use of the $316,000 grant. Tell us a little bit about what this grant will be covering.
So the initial phases of the grant aren't really involving the actual police officers yet. So the crime analyst is going to be doing a lot of the data gathering and analysis and things that need to be done on the front end of the grant. And so once we get through that portion of the grant, if we satisfy everything they've asked for, then we are considered for the next portion of the grant, which will involve the police officers. But I'm looking forward to this. I don't see any reason why we, you know, wouldn't be able to satisfy the first portion of the grant in order to get, you know, further the grant. And being able to look at how we police and try to look at different ways and how that affects the community and how the community views us based on how we do our job, I think is really important. So I think there's going to be a lot of good things coming out of that.
You start talking grants and things like that, it sounds like your position is mostly administrative, isn't it? I mean,
my job?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I don't do real police work anymore.
Yeah, it's shuffling the paperwork and making sure things happen. So.
Right.
Speaking of administrative, you've done some shuffling among your ranks there, and I know Lieutenant Serafin set up this interview with you, and the administration flowchart has changed a little bit. How has that reworked itself?
So Lieutenant Serafin is now the deputy chief and has been since, officially since July after Chief Connolly left. And so that kind of causes a shuffling effect. And, you know, we promoted a new lieutenant to take his spot. And then I'm sure you're aware that we lost that lieutenant in a horrible accident just a few weeks after he was promoted. So that caused not only a lot of things going on in the police department, but least of which was then now we had to promote another lieutenant. So that just all of that ripple effect in a department our size took a lot of time trying to move people around and having promotions and then having openings in investigations. And then we just so happened to have retired our canine back in June. So we were looking for a new canine officer and a new canine and those sort of things. So there was a whole bunch of, I'd say, this first 6 to 8 months of our tenure has been just moving people around. Yeah. And trying to get things settled down again.
Well, it's got to be tough once you've made a decision and then something terrible like that happens and you're back to square one.
Yeah, it was horrible. It was obviously everybody was grieving and it was the middle of summer and there were a bunch of vacations planned and we kind of just put things on hold for a little while and said, let's just take a breath. You know, the main operations of the police department, the patrol division, you know, that's what's important. And then we'll figure out how to fill these vacancies once we kind of settle down from that. So
the other day there was a Champaign police chase through West Champaign that ended up in Mahomet, and they were able to catch the guy with a taser. I know Chief Connolly and now you are very big proponents of let's start with that line of defense. Tasers, has that proven to be a successful win for the police department in order to get those and financed for those?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say that was one of the biggest wins that that Chief Connolly accomplished was to be able to get tasers for our officers. And we have all of our officers that carry tasers are crisis intervention trained officers. And, you know, we're just from the time I started 24 years ago to today, it's just a world of difference on having the amount of people that we have to deal with that have mental health issues. And, you know, having to use deadly force on someone just because of a mental illness, you know, was a necessity at one point in time. But now we have the option of using tasers, and they have proven to be very effective. We've only used them a couple times, but, you know, sometimes just the threat of using it has helped us gain compliance with people. So it's been a very useful tool.
That's an argument we hear all the time about the jail, you know, that it's half of its mental health concerns anymore. So.
Yes, that's very true.
Would you rather have more people apply to PTI, or do you want the citizens to be engaged and be part of the ride-along program, or what can the citizens do in order to partner with the police department?
So I think having a better understanding of the other side is always a good thing. And we, you know, we do offer ride-alongs to people, and that does give them kind of a first, you know, a front row seat to kind of what we do. A lot of times they have to stay in the car depending on what's going on. But an even, I think, a better option for that is the Citizen Police Academy. And I don't know if you're familiar with that, but they do hold that at PTI. And it can be kind of a time commitment. It's like 10 weeks on Thursday evenings. And I think it goes from like 6 to 9 in those evenings. You know, if you have to miss one, that's fine. But it really does expose you to a lot more of what we do and how we do it, and shows you firsthand some of the things we do. And I think anybody that's gone through it has been a big fan of it and said that it has been very helpful in having them have a better understanding of what we do.
All right. Well, Chief Morgan, thanks for your time this morning.
Absolutely.
We appreciate it.
Thank you, Chief.
Thanks for having me.
Chief
thanks.
Sylvia Morgan with the Urbana Police Department. We got more coming up on News Talk 1400 DWS.